and enjoy. So very much how, like, I think I've seen a lot of people pour, like, German wheat beers the same way out of a bottle to kind of, you know, make sure everyone gets a fair amount of the of the yeast.
Bit in each, and then swirl and get a bit in each.
About 2/3? Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So evidently it's been sitting for a while because it's not very cloudy when you first pour it.
A little more yeasty here.
Now it looks yeasty.
There we go. Yeast shots, plenty. There you go. All right.
Thank you. Nice head. Does not disappearing too quickly.
No.
Nice
and now it's cloudy. Now it's cloudy.
Yeah. Fresh.
Yeah. I do get the fruit notes out of that. I can see, like, Yankee Candle doing something like this.
Who?
Yankee Candle doing, like, a scent like this.
For beer lovers.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Start a whole new line.
Yeah. Really refreshing, you know. The fruity or estuary notes come through a little bit on the taste there, and it's, you know, really, really easy drinking. I mean, this is, like, you know, any time beer.
Yeah. But it's not thin like some of these other American wheat beers that they're selling now. Was it Shock Top?
Shock Top, yeah.
This isn't as thin. It's got a little more body to it.
I agree. And even the finish, like, kind of persists a little bit more so than those other beers. So I definitely, you know, they may be taking it easy, and I guess they, by them taking it easy, kind of helps you take it easy. Mm-hmm. You know, with this, so it's a really great, you know, start here to the series. So we'll be back for number two later. All right, we're back again for Odell beer number two. This is their 5-barrel pale ale. This is weighing in 5.2% alcohol by volume, so going up a little bit. 5-barrel pale ale is a nod to our hardworking pilot brewing system where our brewers have crafted and perfected new recipes 5 barrels at a time. The distinctive hop character of our 5-barrel pale ale is derived from essential oils of select hops. 4 hop additions during the kettle boil and an infusion of a choice whole flower hops in the hop back, and finally dry hopping gives the beer fresh, lively flavor and floral aroma. So the hop back, I guess, is like, we've introduced this before we started tasting this. We're guessing that it's some sort of process that goes after the separation of the wort from everything else. You know, after, I guess, I'm guessing it's after cool down, after they cool down the wort. But, you know, that's something that, you know, you probably look up on the Odell website after the fact, probably. See how it works. See, it's probably got pictures or the process, I'm betting, on there.
Also another orange color, a little deeper.
Yeah.
A little color on the head.
Yeah. Not as, you know, thick a head as the wheat beer, but, you know, still kind of good, you know, good, like, you know, almost 1/4 inch.
I smell hops.
Oh, yeah. That's nice. It's got the, you know, hint, like almost a hint of wood or pine on there. The taste. It's got good balance.
Yeah.
You know? You got the good hop character, but, like, you know, it's not blazingly bitter like some pale. I mean, when you have, like, Sierra Nevada, any West Coast, you know, it gets so hoppy, it borders that IPA level, basically. Mm-hmm. On an IBU perspective, but this is, like, really, it's balanced and it's delicate enough that you could do a lot with it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could cook with this. I mean, you'd probably make some pretty interesting batter with this, I bet. You know, for fries or whatever. Yeah. Hush puppies. Mm-hmm. So, but it's, you know, once again, I mean, you know, just like the Easy Street, you know, this is, like, you know, very sessionable.
Yes.
I mean, I could see, like, if you were hanging out at Odell or some bar in Fort Collins or something like that, you could probably, you know, have a couple of these and probably, you know. But yeah, overall, really, really, really tasty brew. We'll go down and enjoy this, and we'll back for beer number three.
That's what it was. It was a tax.
Beers are taxed 90 shillings. They could find this original air brilliantly refreshing and worth every shilling.
All right, so we're as you heard, basically we're back for the 90 shilling here from Odell. So this one weighs in at 5.3% alcohol by volume.
Good breakfast beer.
Definitely. All right. This way, so Dave has joined us for this beer.
Yes.
In anticipation before the next various tastings here. everyone else should be en route for this tasting, and which will be on an upcoming episode. I haven't decided what episode it's going to be yet. We'll have to figure out how it all works out. Here, Dave, a little bit more.
And time to get me drunk.
These look, they look smaller glasses, so we're probably fine. Yeah. All right, so a lot. I mean, it's still hazy like the other ones, a little bit. But it's got a nice kind of amber.
Yeah, orange. This is a great color.
Yep. Yeah, it's good. It's the head's just kind of small, but it's got a nice lacing on the glass. Ooh, yeah.
It smells good.
Kind of fruity.
Lots of fruity. I got a little bit of caramel malt on there, too.
Almost a kind of tinge you get from, like, fresh apple cider.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, I see that. You're right.
Absolutely.
Actually, I've thought about, apparently there are, like, classes you can take where they train your nose to differentiate different smells. I've always thought about taking one of those.
Well, you also get the mailers now, where, like, you get, like, the big set of the essences, and you just use that to train yourself. But each of those kits are like $200, so they're crazy expensive. So a little bit of hop bitterness in the mid palate, but it's very brief, very malt forward, really well balanced.
It is very balanced.
I mean,
the first sip, I tasted something up in the back of the mouth, it was sort of strong,
yeah,
and it sort of reminded me. But after that, it's gone.
Yeah, I mean, again, I mean, this is a good brazing beer, I'd say. You know, much like the Isolation Ale was, I think, but it's overall really, really tasty. I think really, 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 really approachable. Mm-hmm. I mean, because I find that some of, like, the Scotch ales that you get out there, like, they can be almost like the wee heavies, like they're overbearing. Mm-hmm. Like, they're like, oh, you can't have more than, like, you know, half a pint of those things, basically. But
yeah,
I really enjoy this one.
As we all know, I'm a big fan of, I'm not going to use their trademark word, but I'm a fan of accessible beers and ones that are balanced. I am not a big fan of the super hoppy.
Blow your face off.
You know, I one guy, you know, where I work, they're next door to the Weyerbacher Brewery, and they come there, and then they go to our store, and I said, like, you know, I don't really like hoppy beers, and someone goes, there's no such thing as too much hops in beer. And I'm like,
you can't taste past 100 IBUs anyway.
It's like, look, if I wanted to sit there and like a taste like that, I'd just grab some hop flowers and chew on them. You know, you ever had hop flowers?
Or you buy the hop cigars.
Hop cigars?
Yep, they make hop cigars now.
My brother has some hops plants out in front of the house, and he grew some hops.
Really?
He brought them inside. My mom's like, get those things out of here. They stink.
Yep.
You know, they're grown for their aromatic and preservation qualities. They're not grown because they're prettier.
They're not for potpourri.
That's true.
So, in any case, we're going to enjoy the rest of this, and then stay tuned for the next upcoming tasting. We're back for part four of the Odell tasting here, so we're moving onward to the next beer. This is the Isolation Ale from them. It weighs in at 6.1% alcohol by volume. Subscribed says, a funny thing happens here around summer's end. Our eyes start searching for the skies for those first fall flakes. As we welcome autumn's first snow, we celebrate the return of Isolation Ale, a sweet caramel malty ale that is balanced by a subtle crisp hop finish. Where you ski, shred, or shoe, Isolation Ale will inspire you to make first tracks. So, I mean, although honestly, we're kind of in the spring already, so they were probably a little bit like behind on the seasonality on this. But we'll have to. I mean, if it's got enough of a, you know, a build on it, it probably should be all right. It's still got a life in it.
Oh yeah.
So. Okay. So.
Cloudy. Where's the glass?
Oh. No, it might be a little bit of a cold cloud on it a little bit possibly, but it still has like, you know, some particles in it probably. I don't think it's filtered.
It's got a lot of carbonation in there. You can see it rising up.
Yeah,
that's why it's cloudy.
Yeah,
but very fine bubbles and the color, yeah, about like an amber lager.
Yeah. On the nose, it's all, you get the caramel malt right in your face.
Yep.
I don't get that much of the hops on there yet. Oh, wow. I mean, I would say very much kind of in like the, kind of in a combination harvest ale, like winter ale style.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's got a little bit of that, like, you know,
autumn breath to it, I guess. Mm-hmm. But then it's like it's, but you have the caramel sweetness on it. It kind of goes into the winter.
Your tongue, you get the little sweetness, and then instead of being the back of your tongue, it's, I find it's in the upper palate. I'm getting something really nice and real finish there.
Yeah, and the little the bubbles you're mentioning, they're really hitting your tongue pretty fierce. I mean, the scrubbing bubbles effect, as Garrett Oliver likes to mention. Really delicious. You probably braise some fish in this stuff. It's probably really nice. I bet, you know, amongst other things, you know. Mm-hmm. But, you know, probably have some, like, you know, some mild cheddars with this, too. I'd say. Pretty nice, though. So, we're going to go down and enjoy the rest of this beer, and we'll catch you on for the next one. Okay, we are back for beer number 5 for the Odell tasting here. This is their India Pale Ale. Weighs in at 7% alcohol by volume. Ready to buck convention, we took the traditional IPA, originally shipped from England to India in the 1700s, and made it bolder, more flavorful, American style. We've added new varieties of highly aromatic American hops to create a distinctive bitterness profile and an incredible hop character. Hop on, hold tight, and enjoy the ride.
Huh? Sounds good.
Yeah, it does. I mean, I wonder if it's going to be like, you know, what kind of style it's going to be. Because, like, now it's like, you know, it's not just East Coast, West Coast anymore. Now there's like, oh, well, there's like, you know, Midwest, like, you know, like Hopsland, you know, or anything like that. And then there's also, oh, a specific Northwest, you know, like, you know, and any of, you know, like Deschutes or something like that. So everyone's like claiming extreme regionality now when it comes to IPAs. Now it's really funny. I mean,
Charles is from Kansas City. He brought back an IPA from a brewery there.
Oh, yeah?
It was good. Huh. I heard of it before, so it's...
Oh, really?
It wasn't just a local beer only. It's canned.
Good. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Canning, I mean, some cheers. Yeah.
Let's see.
A little bit hazy. Maybe some of the cold.
Yeah, lighter color.
Yeah, definitely.
It's still definitely intense.
Yeah. Nice head on it.
Nice IPA nose.
Yeah. Getting resiny. It's a full resin quality off the nose. Yeah, I'm trying to... I can't pick up the exact hop profile of this.
I don't know enough about hop profiles. This has something a little different. A little more pungent.
Yeah. Well, because they were saying, like, you know, American hops, basically. But I'm not sure, like, which ones these might be.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, I was initially thinking, like, you know, the first thing came to my mind, I don't know why, was just what was Willamette hops. But I mean, I don't know if that's what it is for sure. Maybe it's interesting to hear what the hop build was, but it's got enough of a malt backbone that it's, you know, not too. It's not like West Coast style where it's like, you know, ripping your tongue off. So it's good, but it's got a kind of good balance to it, I'd say.
I like it.
Yeah. I think really approachable, you know. You know, I think you could still have this with some, you know, some nice, you know, nice dishes, some Thai food maybe.
Sounds good.
Yeah. So, well, we're going to enjoy the rest of this, and we'll be back for about beer number 6. Okay, we are back with the last beer of the Odell tasting. It's a big one. It's not like the other ones. This is because this is a 750 cork and cage here. Weighs an 8.9% alcohol volume. This is the Medler, the Oud Bruin Ale, Old Brown. A resurrected style from the Flemish region of Belgium, the Medler Oud Bruin is a crafty concoction comprised of several generations of brown ales, barrel-aged and blended wild yeasts, and lactobacillus metal, haha Medler, with the brew for over 18 months, creating complexity and depth of flavor. Hence a malty, sweet chocolate and vanilla toy with hauntingly sour finish. Intricate yet balanced, the Medler will leave you craving more of the mysterious brew. So, I've read good things about this online. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Perfect. Oh, whoa! Wow, that...
I haven't seen one pop on its own in ages.
That must have been pretty... Well, either the trip on the way out...
Yeah.
Last time... Well, but we still was settled by now. How many weeks
ago? Yeah, it's been in the refrigerator. Well, the door... It was on the door, right?
Yeah.
So, the opening and closing the door every time would shake it a little bit.
Maybe. It's like...
Let's see. Ooh. That's brown.
Yeah. Oh. So, we got... Wow.
Dark.
Yeah, it is. Wow. Got a nice head on this one.
Yep.
Well, yeah.
Almost as dark as Coke.
Yeah, I'd say so, yeah.
It's darker than Nut Brown.
Yeah.
Lighter in body than Guinness, though.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot lighter in body. You can see moving around, but the head's really fluffy.
And it's staying.
Yeah, it's not. But I didn't do as much of an angle on my first part of the pour.
Yeah,
so I got a little more head. Cheers.
Cheers.
So.
That's sour.
Wow, you can smell it right off of that.
Wow. That is sour. It's good.
Now the nose, I mean, you do get a lot of the sour. I get a hint of that malt they're talking about a little bit on the nose, but it's it reminds me. It reminds me of like you're at like a deli, and like you're done with all the pickles, and you kind of smell the dish that the pickles are in.
I don't usually do that.
It's my imaginary thought process here, but it's puckering. Wow. Definitely, it's nice.
It's very nice.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. This is kind of dangerous because it's 8.9%.
Mm-hmm.
You can't really you feel more acid than you do anything near alcohol.
Yes,
I mean on this thing, and so it's pretty crazy. I think it's pretty dangerous because you do the puckering sensation does keep you going back for another sip.
Mm-hmm.
So it is definitely true to form like that, but I mean, comparatively to other oud bruins that I've had, mm-hmm. you know, that there's a few out there like Petrus and other people put them out. It is definitely comparable. So it's great that you know that this kind of mostly abandoned style is still finding a place here in America,
mm-hmm.
in Colorado, of all places. But it's
also the wild yeast that it got was Colorado wild yeast.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's but the lactobacillus I think is a nice touch in it too. I mean because it's unlike some of the sour beers we've had, it's been mostly Brettanomyces. The lactobacillus gives you that almost creamy milky texture, especially in the head too. Mm-hmm. So it's nice to have that. I remember having the. From a Breakside Brewery out in Oregon, when I was out there, it was an Imperial Wit, and it was but they used juniper, I think, during the brew process, and then they introduced lactobacillus afterwards, and it was pretty crazy and out there too.
There's been a lot of flavors in that.
Yeah, it was. Well, that's the thing. It's like when you mix all these different yeast strains, that's what really kind of makes things so crazy. Even like the Allagash 4, where they use four malts, four hops, four yeast strains, with four separate fermentations, basically. And so it's almost brandy-like in some ways, mm-hmm. This makes me want to go for Belgian food.
Moufrite.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm feeling about this. Yeah, I could definitely see you drinking something like this. At Monk's in Philadelphia or any number of Belgian places here in the city. So mm-hmm. it's, definitely having this and having some Moufrites and other items. So, well, we're going to go down and I guess we'll try and take our time enjoying this one. 7:50. So we gotta take it easy.
It will last a little longer.
It will last a little longer. Absolutely. So until next time, cheers.
Cheers. See that foxy mama over there, the one with the Neapolitan hair. I am the boss, as they all stop and stare. What they have to say.